Hi, this is Vimash Narwal. I hope you guys are doing great, and I welcome you all to my second podcast. We are going to start our podcast today with an interesting question. Don't worry, I'm not going to ask you to solve any mathematics problem. It's a very simple question. If I ask you, what do you want in life? Most of us would say luxury cars, big house, great family, kids, money, peace, happiness, etc., etc. But a more interesting question is, what pain do you want in your life? What are you willing to struggle for? Because that seems to be a greater determinant of how our lives turn out. Because our happiness requires struggle, and it grows from problems. In our university right now, they are teaching us entrepreneurship. And I think that some of you also want to become entrepreneurs. But you don't end up a successful entrepreneur unless you find a way to appreciate the risk, the uncertainty, the repeated failures, the insane hours devoted to something that may earn absolutely nothing. You can't win if you don't play. What determines your success isn't what do you want to enjoy. The relevant question is, what pain do you want to sustain? The path of happiness is full of shame. When I was in my 10th grade, I always fantasized about being an army officer, a brave patriot. Anytime I hear or read a story of a great army officer, I always envision myself in place of him, staring death straight in the eye, visualizing my mom getting the Paramveer Chakra on my behalf. This fantasy could keep me up for hours on end. For me, it became everything. I started structuring how to achieve it. First, I will grasp all the knowledge of the subjects that are going on in the school. Then I will do some extra books. Then I will work on the English. Then I will do some physical exercises. Then nothing. Despite my fantasizing about this for a good amount of time, the reality never came to fruition. And it took me a long time to understand why. Because I didn't actually want it. And honestly speaking, I'm still not over it completely. It takes a lot of courage to accept that what you were thinking that you want is not actually what you want. You are just mesmerized with the results of that. I was in love with the results, the image of me at the frontier line. But I wasn't in love with the process. And because of that, I failed at it repeatedly. And honestly speaking, I didn't even try hard enough to fail at it. I hardly tried at all. The daily practicing of physical fitness, the daily practicing of solving thousands of math questions to solve that 100 questions in the exam, I never did any of that. What we love is to see ourselves at the peak. But we hate what it takes to reach the peak. But we should remember that everything looks great from the top. But if you can love the way which leads to the top, then only you can experience peace. If at some moment of life it happened with you guys also, then you can feel what I'm saying. And when all of this happens, what we think of ourselves? We think of ourselves as losers. We think we didn't have it what it takes to get up there. And all the negative thoughts, all the negative energy that is around us comes to our mind. It's very simple. And the truth. I thought I wanted something, but it turned out I didn't. And that's it. There's nothing more than that. We want the reward and not the struggle. We want the paycheck but not want that late nights. And life doesn't work that way. Who you are is defined by what you are willing to struggle for. People who enjoy the risks are the one who rules the Dalal Street. People who enjoy the long work weeks are the ones who rule the corporate world. People who enjoy the struggles are the ones who rule in their respective fields. This is a very simple component of life. A struggle determines our success. Mark Manson, a great author, defined it as a never-ending upward spiral. And if you think at any point you are allowed to stop climbing. But I'm afraid you are missing the point. The joy is in the climb itself. Thank you all for listening to my podcast. And if you think that you have experienced something like that, and if you can relate what I talked about today, then please DM me on Instagram. I will surely reply to your messages. Thank you very much.